On today's show, too much salt in our food has public health officials all worked up. Not enough saline in our hospitals has healthcare providers all worked up. Also, a look at questionable Lyme disease tests and a potential fix for South Jersey veterans waiting for care. But first, let's head back into that nail salon. It's where we go to beautify our hands and our feet. But many experts say it's a breeding ground for an all too common but hard to cure affliction, toenail fungus.
They are keratin-loving species. That's what they go after.
Tracy Vlahovic is a Temple University podiatrist. Her specialty within that field is dermatology. So pretty much anything that makes the rest of us go, yuck.
I don't think it's yuck. I think it's fantastic. I love treating fungus and warts.
Toenail fungus is one of the main reasons people come to her office, and Vlahovic has studied the condition for years. Viewed through a microscope, her enemy appears rather meek.
They look like thin straws with little compartments in it.
But it's part of a mean and aggressive fungus family.
The fungus that affects the foot in general, they are called dermatophytes. They love hair, nails, and skin. So actually the same organisms that cause athlete's foot can cause nail fungus.
If it gets into the nail bed, the fungus eats and digests the keratin in the nail, and that causes discoloration and thickening of the nail, a cosmetic condition that can get pretty painful. People who have chronic athlete's foot are at risk for developing toenail fungus, and there seems to be a genetic predisposition. The fungus also lurks in shared showers, near pools, and...
patients have come in and said this all started after a pedicure. There is a great book called Death by Pedicure.
It's written by podiatrist Robert Spalding, who has been on a decade-long crusade to make nail salons safer.
They use contaminated instruments in some cases, or they don't take the time to properly disinfect and follow their state protocols.
Nail fungus and other microorganisms are really tough to kill, and Spalding says the only surefire way to sterilize the instruments is to use something called an autoclave.
An autoclave is basically a pressure cooker. It's steam under pressure for a specific period of time. It's how the instruments are cleaned for surgery.
The foot-soaking tubs are another cesspool of infection that Spalding says some salons are eliminating.
Now they're actually going to tubs that have liners. They don't use the jets as much. They'll use some types of vibration. And now they're coming up with more of what's called a dry pedicure, where they just take hot towels and soak the feet.
Spalding estimates that 75% of salons do not disinfect their instruments and tubs properly, and he has developed training seminars for nail care techs and offers both an app and a website where consumers can check if their salon is safe. Even though it's so easy to catch, toenail fungus embarrasses people. It's a hush-hush topic, and only a fraction of the estimated 55 million Americans who have the condition seek treatment in a doctor's office.
I'm part of this secret society of fungusy toenail sufferers that, you know, we can like band together and have meetings or something.
Liz is a Philadelphia mom in her 30s, and she doesn't want to use her full name for this interview.
It looks terrible if you don't maintain it. And you're just like, toenail fungus? That's the grossest thing. I told my husband I was going to talk to you. And he said, oh my God, you're going to have this reporter come over and talk about toe fungus?
It started about 10 years ago when Liz cracked her big toenail. After that, the nail started to look funny and became discolored. Then it spread.
Toe to toe to toe to toe.
When Liz realized she had nail fungus, she was faced with another unpleasant fact. It's really hard to treat. Podiatrist Tracy Vlahovic explains.
The toenails have the smallest blood vessels. They're the furthest away from your heart. It's going to take anywhere from 6 months to a year to even 2 years for some people for the nail to grow from cuticle to the tip of the nail.
For years, it's been slim pickings in terms of pharmaceuticals. There's a topical called Penlac that seems to work sometimes for very mild cases, and then there are pills that people have to take for several months. The oral medications are efficient, but many people are afraid of them because of potential side effects, such as an impact on liver and kidney function. Vlahovic admits the search for a cure has been a bit sluggish.
it's not something that necessarily people are jumping at doing research, because you don't have that instant gratification as you would if you were doing a clinical trial for athlete's foot, which is only a 6-week long trial.
Toenail treatment trials have to last for at least a year, and that makes them costly. But there is no shortage of pseudoscience and old wives' tales, which Liz found when researching online.
Bleach, hydrogen peroxide? What I mostly use is tea tree oil or lavender oil.
This makes Tracy Vlahovic's life difficult at times.
Oh, don't get me started. If I had a dollar for everything I've heard, I'd be a millionaire at this point. It's not just about applying something to the nail. It has to be something that will get through the nail plate and into the nail bed where the infection is. So it doesn't matter what you use. It has to be able to penetrate.
In addition to the questionable treatments in your kitchen and bathroom cabinets, you can also choose from a slew of over-the-counter products that promise to cure your toenail fungus. Vlahovic and I took a trip to the drugstore to check out the offerings in the foot care aisle. About 10 products there featured terrifying before and after pictures of diseased nails, and Vlahovic picked up one that promised a cure through grapeseed extract.
You know, basically it's water, ethanoic acid, xanthan gum, and fragrance. So I'm not really sure how effective it could be.
And it costs?
$23.99.
Wow.
All right, so let's look at ProClears. This is ProClears Fungal Shield. And let's see what's in this. Tolnaphdate. Tolnaphdate 1%. Tolnaphdate, it's basically for athlete's foot. It doesn't say anything on the back about using this for a toenail. So it says Fungal Shield. It has a picture with a nail. But it says on the skin around, adjacent to, and under nails, but doesn't say you can actually use it on the nail. I truly believe tolnaphdate is too large of a molecule to really penetrate through the nail plate. So again, this is garbage.
Garbage is the verdict for the rest of the products, which all cost well over $10 for a small bottle. So is this story just a total bummer for toenail fungus sufferers like poor Liz?
I'm just so over it.
No, says Tracy Vlahovic. In fact, the FDA has just approved a new topical treatment for toenail fungus. The brand name is Jublia. It's expected to hit sales of $800 million in the US, and another product will come out shortly.
It's a class of antifungals we're all familiar with in the medical world. But it's never been used as a topical before. So certainly, again, the data there is very nice. It's beautiful. And I think patients will really like the further topical options that are coming out.
These new topicals seem to be stronger, more efficient, and they also work under nail polish. Vlahovic says there's currently a lot of movement in this field, which had been stagnant for some time. But even with better treatments, patients have to accept one bitter truth. There is no quick fix for this.
Nothing is going to work within a week, and nothing is going to work within a month. You must give things time.
So if anybody or any product promises you to cure this thing quickly, just don't buy it. We've posted some more advice on avoiding fungus, treatment options, and safe salons on our website, whyy.org/thepulse.